well, howdy, stranger. Sorry I didn't hear you coming. Give me a start. I guess I was lost in the music. Here, why don't you come on over and take a seat by the fire if you'd like. Sure is a cold night out tonight. There you go. So, stranger, what are you doing wandering around these parts so late? You look like something's troubling you. Well, fair enough, I suppose. Your business is your business. Me? Oh, I'm just enjoying the solace. Don't care much for cities anyhow. No, ma'am. It's just me and my trusty old guitar here. Oh, the song I was playing when you wandered up. Oh, it's just a little tune I've been working on here and there. Nothing fancy. Just a few chords and a story I can't quite figure out how to tell proper. Well, it's about love, I suppose. Just like any of the good stories worth telling. It's something that we're all looking for, in some shape or another, I reckon. But, as I said, I never have been quite able to work out the proper words for it. Oh, no, I couldn't ask you to do that. I'm sure I've already taken up enough of your time as it is. Seem like you got a purpose to you. You going anywhere in particular? Well, it's just not many people traveling so late down this here dusty road like you are. I just imagine you'd want to get a move on soon. Well, if you're sure, it ain't exactly the briefest of stories. All right, well, best make yourself comfortable. Settle yourself in by the fire there. Do you need a bite to eat? No, it's no trouble at all. A helping hand's the least I can offer these days. You're welcome to have a cup of coffee if you want it. Anyway, this story, it's about a sheriff. Sheriff of a little old town called Bitter Springs. Bitter Springs was a town like any other back in that day. Most everyone there was looking for gold or silver. Old town was built up around the mining industry. I gave it a go myself for a while there, but it wasn't for me. No, I found that I'm the type to have my head up in the clouds. Didn't quite suit me having my nose down in the dirt. So I ended up doing a few odd jobs here and there around town. Made some friends and some enemies. Ended up getting myself in with some real bad folk. Of course, I didn't realize it at the time. But, well, suppose that doesn't really matter in the end. Doesn't change what I did. Anyhow, these friends of mine were powerful people. They ran the general store in town, owned the mines, owned a few other businesses. Boss man near owned half the town, and most of the other half was in debt to him in some way or another. He went by the name of Duke. Reckon he thought himself some sort of royalty or some such. You know, like back in the day. Well, after a while of working for the Duke, I found myself as one of his right-hand men. Mostly just doing odd jobs for him around town. Most of it was harmless. At least started out that way. You can imagine, powerful, wealthy man like Duke, he had quite the pull in town. I think that's what he liked best. Having power over others, getting them to do his dirty work or compromise on their morals on account of him. But there was some things that Duke couldn't stand. Couldn't stand the thought of folks just trying to live an honest, simple life. I don't know why. Never bothered me, but I guess the Duke had some kind of grudge against those who made money through honest means. I wonder if it's because deep down, he knew he could never make a life like that. Suppose maybe he was jealous in some fashion. Anyhow, there was one thing in the town that really made the place special. The Lucky Spoon. At first glance, the Lucky Spoon was just like any old saloon. There was something different about it. Something there that brought the whole town together. Kept their spirits up, no matter how slim the pickings in the mine were that day. So, Duke went down to take a look at the books of the Lucky Spoon. Discovered that they weren't paying their taxes in full to the town. They owed a pretty hefty sum, too. Of course, when Duke found that out, he wasn't too thrilled. The way he saw it, those taxes were his. Didn't much matter that it came from them helping out others, like giving a free meal to someone who might go hungry without it. But that was the kind of place the Lucky Spoon was. Not after the dollar, just looking to take care of the town. I think a lot of that came down to the daughter of the owner. She had a heart of gold. Can't quite remember what her God-given name was. We all just called her Missy. She actually looked a little bit like you. She always used to say, everybody needs a little help sometimes. That still stuck with me after all these years. Anyway, not long after Duke found out about the Lucky Spoon and their not paying him taxes, he started spreading all kinds of rumors, like that they were running some sort of illegal gambling, or a brothel, or that they were whatever happened to be the worst thing he could think of at the time. Rumors usually tend to spread like wildfire in a small town like that. Duke must have thought he could get the town to turn on him. Convince him that the Lucky Spoon was nothing but a den of sin and vice. He tried everything he could to shut him down. Even got to the point he started threatening some of the miners not to go in after work. But it was a tough sell. People loved the place that much, especially the owner and his daughter Missy. So Duke got desperate. Figured if he couldn't get the town to turn against the Lucky Spoon, he could bring the law in. That's where the sheriff comes into our story. For a long while, Bitter Springs wasn't a big enough town to have its own sheriff. But Duke was a powerful man. Had friends up in high places, he used to say. I must admit I don't know how the particularities of how it went down, but he had enough pull with the state to get a new sheriff sent in. Some greenhorn deputy from a neighboring town. Acted all nice, like he was doing him a favor. Said that he just wanted a man like him to be the new sheriff of town. And that he wanted to give him a helping hand. Had some of his finest men ready to step in as deputies. Sheriff just had to sign off on it. Of course, the sheriff had no reason to doubt the Duke at this point, so of course he agreed. And with Duke thinking that the law was on his side, only made him more bold. Yes, he figured he could strong-arm our new sheriff into doing his dirty work for him. But he thought wrong. Sheriff was a good man. He may have been new to the job and still learning the ropes, but he cared. That was more than most. I remember the first day Sheriff went into the Lucky Spoon himself. Sheriff walked up to the front door like he was just a regular customer. Poked his head in, looked around, and saw Missy behind the counter. I think she caught his eye right then and there. Had a certain kind of charm about her, that's for sure. All right, boy. Looks like this here's the place. Lucky spoon. Wonder what makes it so lucky, huh? Well, you be good, boy. Don't get in any trouble while I'm in there. Alright. Howdy there, ma'am. Oh, I'm quite alright. Thanks for asking. I'm actually here on official business, however. Well, it seems that I've heard some troubling reports that, this here establishment owes quite a big sum of money. Fair enough. Well, if you wouldn't mind letting me take a look at your books, maybe I can get to the bottom of this whole thing. I did a bit of asking around the town before I stopped here just to see. Seems the whole town knows your father to be quite the generous man. Always willing to lend a hand whenever he can. Heard he has a soft spot for the less fortunate among us. That's so. Well, that's awfully kind of him. How does he manage to keep this place afloat? Seems to me like that kind of generosity ain't always the best for business. Yeah, I guess it does endear the townsfolk to coming on back, don't it? Having regulars, I'm sure, is a key part of keeping up a restaurant. Well, you know, it actually has been a bit since I had something warm to eat myself. Maybe I should give it a try and see just how good this food is. Thanks, miss. Well, I tell you what, just from the smell alone, I can already tell what a fine meal this is. Yeah, thank you kindly. Man, a warm meal and a beautiful smile? What did I do to deserve this? You know, looking back on it now, I still can't understand why the Duke wanted the sheriff to shut the Lucky Spoon down so bad. Duke claimed that he wanted to help the town do what's best for him, but seemed to me like all he was doing was hurting those people he was supposed to protect. The working class, ones who need to help most. Duke had a reputation for being a bit of a hard ass. Real stickler for the rules and regulations. He used that as justification, saying if they're not going to play fair, they don't deserve to stay in business. But no one bought it. Well, after closing time that night, deputies Duke hired followed the daughter of the owner upstairs. They got her alone in the room, tried to convince her to sign a contract, agreeing to sign over the Lucky Spoon to Duke. She refused, of course. Conversation got heated, and they threatened to arrest her for tax evasion. Said she didn't know anything about that. She tried to get them to leave, told them to go talk to the sheriff. But they weren't having it. They tried to arrest her right there on the spot. Of course, she resisted. She'd done nothing wrong. Sheriff was busy at the time, but heard the commotion and managed to run over right away. When he got to the Lucky Spoon, he found Missy handcuffed to the bedpost. Her face was bruised. Duke's deputies weren't so gentle. Well, when he saw the mess they'd made, he ordered them to release her immediately. They refused, said they were under orders from Duke himself. There's nothing they could do about it. Of course, that wasn't a good enough explanation for the sheriff. He marched on down to Duke and asked him what was going on. Told him he should know better than treating people that way. But Duke wouldn't listen, wouldn't hear a word he said. Thought he could win him over with a few bucks like everyone else. Sheriff just kept getting more and more insulted at each offer. He said some things that many folk had probably been wanting to tell the Duke to his face for years, never had the courage. Told him right to his face that him and the rest of his gang were nothing but a bunch of cowards. He told him that takes real bravery to stand up to injustice, to continue to be kind and generous in a world that rewards being selfish. I just wish his words hadn't fallen on deaf ears. Well, Sheriff headed off to go check on Missy. And as I'm sure you can imagine, Duke was furious after that encounter. So when he told me and the boys to teach the sheriff a lesson, I didn't question it. I knew if I did, I'd just be on the receiving end of the next beating. And it didn't matter anyhow. Duke was done talking to the sheriff, done talking to the townsfolk, done listening to anything anyone had to say. He was going to show everyone who was really in charge. So he had us corner the sheriff outside the Lucky Spoon. And by now they'd closed up the spoon. The owner and some family friends had taken Missy back to get her fixed up. So we kicked the door down, dragged him in, and locked him behind us. We pushed him up against the wall, started punching and kicking him, spitting and yelling insults, calling him a coward, all the while we were laughing, laughing about what a pathetic excuse for a lawman he was. I didn't say so at the time, but I felt right sick to my stomach about what we did. I may not have been the one to hit him, but I stood there and watched. And that's just as bad, I think. When we were finished, we took a quick look to make sure no one was outside, then we left, leaving the sheriff locked up, bleeding, on the floor of the Lucky Spoon all by himself. Left to lie there and wait till Missy found him in the morning. Boys didn't think twice about it. They were just doing their jobs. Next morning, Missy found him. He opened the door to the Lucky Spoon and saw him, lying there, half naked, bloodied, bruised, broken. Looked like he was gone, I'm sure. But he managed to open his eyes somehow.
Oh, Missy, is that you? Yeah, it was Duke and his band of thugs. That's what. Yeah, give me a hand. I need to get out of here. I tried to call for help, but the door, I couldn't get it open. I kept trying till I passed out. I was worried I might die in here alone. No, no, don't be sorry. I know, it's okay. I'm gonna be fine, just need to rest for a few days. What about you? Are you all right? I know they weren't so gentle with you either. Damn it, I wish I could have helped sooner. I didn't realize what was going on till it was too late. I should have never let Duke convince me to hire his men on as deputies. Well, I'm just glad you're all right, Missy. Here, will you mind giving me a hand? Tell you what, if you help patch me up, maybe I can fix that squeaky door hinge of yours.
So, Sheriff survived. And Duke wasn't so happy at being shown up by some no-name lawman after years and years of bullying the townsfolk into doing whatever he wanted. He decided he needed something more than just a beating or two. Something permanent. He set up a meeting with his boys, laid out his plans, and told them how he was going to get rid of the sheriff for good. Next morning, they started getting ready for an ambush outside the Lucky Spoon. But when we got there was more people outside than we expected. Most everyone had heard what had happened to the sheriff the night before. A lot had even seen him, half dead, walking out of the Lucky Spoon. Seemed like the whole town was there outside the place now. Like they knew Duke would try something again. Seemed crazy, but it got me thinking about the last thing my brother said to me. how the Duke only had power over everybody else in town. They were too scared to stand up to him. And here was the sheriff, broken ribs and all, still standing tall, ready to protect the saloon. I think the townsfolk saw that, and thought if he could, maybe they could stand up to him too. So they joined together, and they stood their ground, ready to fight us back. Battle was fierce. They must have been well prepared. I reckon they were planning their defense all night. We took a hell of a beating. Those of us that were left went back to the Duke. He was furious. But he knew we'd lost, had to flee for now. So those of us that were left of our gang fled up into the mountains with Duke, with all the booze and bullets we could take with us.
Missy! Missy, did you hear the news? Duke's left the town, took all his men with him and split. I know, I didn't think he'd give up so easily. Figure we hurt his pride a little too much. Maybe as payment for the part I played in your troubles. Well, maybe I can give you a hand getting this place back up and running. Of course I would. I'm not gonna let anything happen to you or your family or friends here in town, neither. If there are any problems, I'll help straighten them out. You just come and let me know. I promise. Nothing bad will ever happen to you again, all right? You have my word on that.
Sheriff stuck around town for a while after that. I heard he and Missy had gotten mighty close. We still had a couple of boys left in the town. They were feeding us info, letting us know what was going on while we tried to plan our next move. Duke wasn't happy, as I'm sure you can imagine. I don't know what made him more angry. That he'd lost everything he'd built in the town, or that the townsfolk had been brave enough to stand up to him. But the sheriff, townsfolk loved him after that, and he only had his eyes on Missy. Tried to win her over by doing little favors for folks around the saloon. Though, to be honest, I don't think he had to do much convincing after what he and Missy had been through together. But Duke and the gang wasn't about to let them live happily ever after. Duke had sworn revenge.
Howdy, Missy. How's the Lucky Spoon doing on this fine evening? Good to hear, good to hear. Well, is there anything else around that needs fixing? I guess you're right. Place looks just as good as that first day I walked in. But I'm sure there's always something that needs doing around. So just ask. Actually, there was something that I could use your help on, if you've got a moment to spare. All right, well, yeah, it's up in my room upstairs, if you want to follow me. You know, I had something that I've been meaning to tell you. That night, we were fighting those men with the town. I was scared out of my mind. Not because I thought I might die, but because I was worried I'd never get to see your face again. You're more beautiful than any other woman I ever laid eyes on. And it's not just your looks, neither. It's that heart of yours. The way you take care of everyone. I never met anyone so kind and caring before. No, I mean it. Every word of it. No, it's okay. You deserve to know how I feel before anything gets too serious between us. Besides, who knows when we'll get another chance like this. There's one thing our running with Duke and his boys taught me is that you can't take any opportunity for granted. You never know what's coming next, right? And I don't want to wait another night without telling you. I'm crazy about you, Missy. I feel like I've known you all my life. And there's no question about it. I want to marry you. What do you say? God, you sure? Well, no, I don't want you to change your mind. I mean, God, I've been wanting to tell you for so long. Yeah. God, I'm wanting to feel these lips on my hand for so long. I remember the look on your face the first time I came in. You asked me if I wanted a bite to eat. You remember? It was the best goddamn meal I ever had. Because it was the start of getting to know you. Oh, careful now there, girl. Oh, fuck. Are you sure about this? I mean, I still gotta go get you a ring. Guess I got ahead of myself in that regard. Oh, fuck. All right. Yeah. Okay, lay down on the bed. Let me get these clothes off. Oh, fuck. God, you're gorgeous, Missy. Really are. How did I get so lucky? I guess I have one thing to thank Duke for. That's for sending me here. And putting you in my life. Yeah. Get your clothes off too. Oh, God. Fuck. You ready? Oh, fuck, baby. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, take it. I just lay there and let me do all the work, all right? Oh, fuck. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, just hold it right there. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, God, the way you're rocking your hips up into me. Oh, fuck. There we go. God, feels like heaven. Yeah. How's it feel, sweetheart? Well, yeah, I'm glad. I'm gonna take care of you from now on, alright? Yeah, that's a promise. Fuck. Yeah, run your hands through my hair. Oh, God, that's my girl. Yeah, you're my girl now, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Yeah, there we go. Fuck. Oh, God, yeah, Missy. That's it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. God, no, I don't care. I don't care if they hear. Whole town's gonna know sure enough that you're mine. That's my girl. Yeah, just fucking take it. That's a good girl. Fuck. Oh, yeah, just let it out. Let me hear you. Oh, God. God, your fucking lips feel perfect. I reckon our bodies fit together quite nicely, don't they? Oh, fuck. Yeah, there we go. Here, I'm gonna reach down and play with you, all right? Yeah, in this little spot right here. But God, you letting out the cutest fucking moans. Yeah, does that feel good? Oh, I'm glad. I'm gonna take my time. I swear, I'm gonna. God, this perfect body of yours. I'm gonna learn every fucking inch of it, you hear me? I'm gonna learn all your little buttons to push so I can make you feel amazing. Make your head go fucking blank. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good girl, yeah. Fuck. Mm-hmm. God, yeah. Yeah. You like when I circle my thumb around it like that? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, don't bother. Don't bother holding back. I'm getting close, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Oh, fuck, baby. Yeah, you ready? Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's coming. God, I love you. Yeah. Please come with me. Mm-hmm. That's my girl. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. God, yeah. That felt fucking amazing. God, you're a natural. No. Don't worry. Don't get up. Let's just lay here for the night. No arguing. They can take care of it for one night, all right? I just want to lay here with you. Hold you in my arms a minute. Yeah. God damn, I love you, woman.
So, there you go. I wish I could say that was the end of the story. Missy and the sheriff getting married. Running the Lucky Saloon together until they grew old. Maybe had a couple of kids. But that's not where this story ends, unfortunately. They got married just a few weeks later. Heard most of the town was in attendance. God knows after what they've been through, they deserve to enjoy themselves. Of course, well, not that it means much, but I never actually knew about all that part, not until much later. No, ma'am. I often find myself lying awake at night, wondering if I had known about all that. Would I have still gone through with what I did? Maybe if I hadn't been so blind and stupid, I would have seen the ring on her finger. So, 7 months had passed since we left the town. We found ourselves still holed up in the mountains in the middle of winter, running out of food and liquor. A few shop owners who had been loyal to our gang had stopped sending us supplies. Reckon they saw how much better off the town was now. Duke had finally had enough, it seemed. Now, we always skirted our way around what was legal before, but there were certain lines we never did cross. But we had our backs up against the wall now, and Duke was ready to cross whatever line he had to. I can't exactly recall how the job fell to me, though. I spent most of those 7 months cleaning out bottles of whiskey. Hard to remember all the little details. I think it came down to a game of poker or some such. Lost the bet. Never was a good gambler. Always had trouble remembering what was worth more points. But, sorry, that don't much matter. I have a tendency to ramble. But I'll tell you what I do remember is that night. Yes, ma'am. I remember it as crystal clear as spring water. It was a bitter cold day, and the night was far colder. I could barely feel my fingers and toes by the time I made it down the mountainside and back into Bitter Springs. I was worried that maybe some of the folk might recognize me. But it had been months since I was last in the town, and most of all, my friends who knew me best were part of Duke's gang anyway, still holed up. No one seemed to recognize me. Must have just thought I was some poor, weary soul, wandering down the road, cold and lost. I must have been a sorry sight. When I walked into the Lucky Spoon that night, I was hoping I could slip in unnoticed. But Missy took one look at me and brought me over a blanket and a warm bowl of stew. I just went along with it, not like I had much choice. Couldn't exactly tell them the real reason I was there. Despite the long journey, I didn't have much of an appetite. Felt sick to my stomach with the task I had before me. So when I heard Missy call out to the sheriff as he came in, I just about jumped up out of my seat. Nerves had me so jumpy. I almost didn't recognize him at first, though. Last I had seen him, he was beaten and bloodied, nursing his broken ribs. And now he looked like a new man. Held his head up a little higher. Had a new purpose in his steps I didn't recall being there before.
Well, howdy there, beautiful. How's the Lucky Spoon doing on this fine evening? Hope all's well with everyone. And who's this then? New friend? How you doing there, pal? You look like you've been through hell. Here, why don't we get you warmed up a bit? Maybe some food to keep your strength up. We got plenty of soup and biscuits on hand for hungry customers.
Oh, no. I'm afraid I'll have to pass. Missy here already gave me a bite. Besides, I'm not sure I could afford any more.
Nonsense. Don't worry about that.
Tell you what I will have is a glass of whiskey if you got it.
Yeah, Missy, pour this man a drink.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Well, it's no problem. All we ask is that you try and pay it on down the road. Leave the place a little bit nicer than how you found it.
Oh, don't worry about that. I plan on it.
I'll tell you what, you can make it up to us. Maybe you can give me a hand with some of the things out in the wagon. Does that sound good?
Sure, I'll give you a hand.
All right, yeah, follow me. You sure do look like you've been through hell. You sure you're all right? You don't need anything else? Maybe you ought to spend the night. It's mighty cold out tonight. We got plenty of extra rooms available. You don't have to worry about the charge. We'll take care of you.
Oh, no, I couldn't encroach on your hospitality any more than I already have. As it so happens, I've already got everything I need right here. Fate seems to work in strange ways sometimes, don't it? So you just lead the way, Sheriff. So, there I was, warming myself up by the fire, having a sip of whiskey, enjoying their hospitality and their kindness. I'll say I did have trouble focusing on his words. All I could focus on was the weight of the pistol on my hip. Of course, there were even more signs I should have been paying attention to. The way he winked at Missy after dropping off the new barrel of whiskey, and didn't even realize what it was he asked me to carry in for him. Bunch of blankets and some sort of baby crib, or something like it anyway. After we had unloaded the wagon Sheriff had come in on, he went out to stable the horses. Asked me to come with him once again. He was too kind for his own good, that sheriff. Made it too easy for me. Late at night in the stables all alone, just the two of us. His back turned. Plenty of horses for me to take my choosing from to make a getaway on. But I'll spare you the more gruesome details. It was a clean shot, though. At least I gave him that much. I dragged him into a corner, pulled a blanket over him. Didn't bother cleaning up any of the other evidence. Just did my best to calm down one of the horses and rode off into the bitter cold night, never looking back. So, there you have it. That's my story. Never told another soul about it before. But then again, no one's ever asked. Now, I never did find out what happened to Missy. Maybe that's why I can't finish the song neither. Still haven't figured out what the ending was. Don't you hate it when stories end like that? Without telling you how it all ended? I guess they want to leave it up to you to decide what it all means. I suppose I could wrap it up with what I think it all means, but don't know if I rightly know myself. Even after all these years, I'm still trying to figure it all out. Wishing I had done things different. But wishing don't get anything done now, does it? I suppose it's up to you to make of it what you will and decide what to do next. All I know is I'm tired. The cold's starting to seep into these old bones. Tonight's not too different than that one long ago. Think I'll turn in. You're welcome to stay and warm yourself by the fire as long as you need. Finish up that pot of coffee for me if you like. Just ask that you follow the same advice the sheriff gave me. Leave the place a little nicer than where you found it, all right? All right. Well, it's the end of my story. And that's the end of a long day for me. I think it's time I finally get some rest.